FM 90.3 WJTL, David Crowder Band, Oh Happiness. That's from his Church Music album back in 2010 on WJTL. Hi, Nick, at night with you. You're listening to The Request Show. And tomorrow is March 1st. And not just March 1st. I'm talking to Austin Miller. He's the drummer from Seventh Time Down. It's not just March 1st to you, is it, Austin?
No, it's a big day. Big day.
Brand new day, as a matter of fact. Tell us what is happening tomorrow, Austin Miller of Seventh Time Down.
So tomorrow is the release day for our brand new album, which is called Brand New Day.
And it is fantastic. We've played I Have Decided, which was the first radio release from that album. And then the new single, The 99, moving up the WJTL Top 25. Very excited about it. I like that song a lot. Are those two of your lead favorites, or do you have some other favorites on Brand New Day that you like, Austin?
You know, people always ask, like, what's your favorite song of yours? You know, and it, the best way to equate it is, like, you know, they're all our children.
Exactly.
It's so difficult to pick, like, you know, a favorite. But, you know, I think this album is full of songs that are going to connect on a lot of different levels and with different people for different reasons. But, like, each one is, like, super impactful. I really like The 99. There are a couple others on there that I'm super excited for people to hear that I know haven't been heard yet. I don't know. It's an exciting day. I actually was talking to a friend of mine a second ago, and he was like, man, are you pumped for tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, it's also kind of scary. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been living with these songs for, you know, months and months now, and you're just waiting for people to hear them, and you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, I hope they like them. But it's super exciting.
We're talking to Austin Miller. He's drummer for Seventh Time Down, the band. You can follow them on their social platforms by visiting SeventhTimeDown.com. And Austin, you're absolutely right. You have had so many songs that have connected here. Songs like Alive in You and Promises. Of course, God is on the Move was a national smash hit for you guys. You know what? Only King Forever, a great song for us here on WJTL. Just Say Jesus. And then we'd mentioned the two songs that have been released to radio from your brand new album, Brand New Day, hashtag Brand New Day, I Have Decided, and The 99. We love those tunes. Austin, I have a question. Because you guys have been at this for a long old time, it's interesting that you still have this like fervor about the songs connecting. And I'm grateful that you haven't lost that desire, because it's so good. Keeps you motivated for spreading the gospel as a band. And you guys have been going since, what, you were 11? Is that right about what time you started?
Yeah, so Mikey, who's our lead singer, he was 12 and I was 11. We started playing together in like church camp band, basically like a worship band that would play at church camps and like different youth rallies like around the town that we lived in. And I mean, we were basically just like a Christian cover band, you know, and we did all the Christian songs that were out at that time, you know, a lot of DC Talk and Audio Adrenaline and like a lot of the old Third Day stuff. And gosh, I mean, stuff people now probably wouldn't even remember, like Reality Check and Jeff Moore and lots of stuff. I mean, it was, you know, it was back in the day, I guess you could say. But we did that for a lot of years. And then, I mean, but now we've been touring, quote unquote, professionally, I guess, for 16 years now, basically like after I got out of high school, decided that, you know, we felt like God had called us to do this full time, whether it was, you know, we weren't on a record label or anything at that point. We just felt like this is what God was calling us to do. And I remember actually talking to my parents about it and, you know, I was telling them, like, I really feel like God is calling me to do this. You know, at that point, you know, none of us were married. We didn't have children or anything like that. I was like, you know, we can, there's always time for that, but I really feel like this is what God's calling us to do at this moment. And I think we've just always stepped with that attitude, like year after year, going, okay, like God's still calling us to do this, you know, because it's not easy, you know, especially now, like, you know, three of us are married and Mikey and Cliff have children and, you know, my wife and I want to have children. And it gets more difficult to leave home, to go out and do this. Yeah, it's our ministry, but you know, our families will be thousands of miles away. We may not see them for a couple weeks at a time, but you know, they know, and we know that this is what God's called us to do. And you know, and you mentioned, I was saying that the, you know, we want the songs to connect, and it's just honestly because if this isn't a ministry, and if this isn't about us doing this for people to connect with the songs and to connect with Jesus, then it's not worth it. Like, none of us really like music enough to sacrifice leaving our families just to go out and play music. It's way more than that. It'll always be that for us, or else we won't be doing it.
I'm talking to Austin Miller, drummer of Seventh Time Down. Their new record, Brand New Day, releases tomorrow, March 1st. You can connect with them on their social platforms at SeventhTimeDown.com. And I want to go to this song, The 99. It's the latest single and the brand new song from Brand New Day. And it's been doing so well here at WJTL. It gives a nod to the parable of the lost sheep in Luke 15. And one of the lyrics that takes me, and I know often you guys as a band, Seventh Time Down, co-write these songs. It's not that somebody does the lyrics and somebody does the music, but you work together on that. Is that right?
Yeah, I think every song is always a collaborative effort with ourselves, with other people. God, I think, uses a lot of people to say certain things or speak certain things. And, you know, it may be a big part or it may be a small part, but in the grand scheme, it's all part of the woven fabric that makes this message.
Well said. Austin Miller from Seventh Time Down. These are the lyrics I was referring to. Two lyrics, one from the first verse and one in the pre-chorus. It says, I got lost chasing dreams that I can't seem to reach, but you never stop chasing me. That hits me just thinking that God is in pursuit of me. And so many times when I just get out of bed in the morning and just walk right away from my Bible, like, you know, I hardly even see it as I go on. And this next lyric says, I can hear the sound of struggle fade away when I hear you call my name. So many times, even when he does call my name, I find myself just being distracted. So this song, The 99, reminds me, you know, the pursuit that Jesus has after me and after his children. We're going to return with more from Austin Miller, drummer of Seventh Time Down, right after The 99. It's brand new music off their record that comes out tomorrow called Brand New Day on FM 90.3 WJTL with Nick at Night. FM 90.3 WJTL. That's the latest single from Seventh Time Down. It's called The 99, a nod to the parable of the lost sheep found in Luke 15. It's off their brand new album, Brand New Day, and I have Austin Miller with me. Austin Miller is the drummer of Seventh Time Down and has been for just about a million years since they were young kiddos. SeventhTimeDown.com has a link to their album, Brand New Day, hashtag Brand New Day, SeventhTimeDown.com. You can visit there and connect with them on their social platforms. And we were just talking off air a little bit about the artwork for Brand New Day. It's really beautiful. It definitely echoes a sunrise, but I like the description that you had for it. When you see that album art, have you held the finished product in your hand yet?
Surprisingly, yes. Finally, like we were telling, you know, we'll have people write us all the time, like, can you send us a copy earlier? I'm like, we literally don't even get it ourselves until like almost when it comes out. So they had shipped us some last weekend because we're out doing an acoustic tour right now, kind of in promotion of the new album. And the label was nice enough to ship us some copies last weekend. And so, yeah, I got to hold some copies of them, take them home, show it to my wife and my friends and stuff. And it really is like probably one of my favorite album artworks that we've had to date. It's really awesome. Kind of like a front cover has like a stained glass meets a sunrise kind of thing. You know, just the whole significance of, you know, a brand new day. And it's awesome.
It's very beautiful. Next week, we are giving away a Brand New Day prize pack to a grand prize winner in honor of their brand new album, hashtag Brand New Day. It releases tomorrow, March 1st. The new music is available from the band Seventh Time Down. And you can be listening for your chance to win next week with Seventh Time Down and WJTL. Their new CD, Brand New Day, offers new songs, I Have Decided, and their latest single, which we just heard, rising up the charts here at WJTL and across the nation. It's called The 99. You can win with Seventh Time Down and be entered to win the Seventh Time Down Brand New Day prize pack, which includes the following. Austin and I definitely want in on this. It sounds like the perfect morning. Like
kind of a get your day started.
Yes. Pack.
Not a marketing person. I'm a drummer, and that only goes as far as it goes.
I love it. You are a drummer, and you're excellent. Excellent. The grand prize winner could win an Echo Dot, a Quip toothbrush, brand new day CD from Seventh Time Down, plus a Seventh Time Down t-shirt, and a new Morning Mercies daily devotional, reminding you how to get started with each brand new day. Seventh Time Down. I love it. The new record, Brand New Day. I know last record, you and I were talking a little bit off air, Austin, about Mikey finding this church. And we think it might be your church where you were just trying to get a certain sound for your drums that you guys were using. Mikey was standing outside and happened to be underneath a bee's nest, and you could hear him starting to get really intimidated by these bees. And then he went into this thing where he wasn't sure if his mind was telling him he was being stung or if he was making it up. And he was really having a hard time talking about how the new record was going to come out. And I think it ended with, "I have decided to get as far as possible away from this bee's nest." And so this new record, and I have decided we're going to play that song next here on WJTL. But what's the takeaway for you on Brand New Day, the album?
You know, we were talking a lot about this album to a lot of people, and we actually didn't realize it's been like, I think, almost 4 years since our last album. And so we were just kind of reminiscing about just how much life has happened in that span of time for each of us, you know, just not just us, but like everybody in general. We all just face so many different things, yet it's like almost the same, you know, like I don't even know how to explain that other than everybody's lives are different, but we all face a lot of the same issues and trials and all of that. And I think all of the songs on this album, some of them are just confronting those things, like the difficult situations that you may find yourself in. Or, I mean, there are some pretty deep songs on the album, like there's a song called Help Me. And, you know, it's pretty deep song, but there's stuff about, you know, depression. And we've had people like deal with anxiety. We've lost loved ones. You know, there's just been so much life happen. And every song on this album is just kind of a declaration of hope, reassurance of, you know, hey, God always has us no matter what, and just look into that no matter where we find ourselves in life.
That's Austin Miller talking about their brand new album from Seventh Time Down called Brand New Day. And I like what you said. You guys have been together a long time, and you're right. Like, so much life happens and changes, but at the same time, so many people are struggling with much of the same things. It's almost like, you know, a full album can reach so many subjects. The last time that Austin Miller and Mikey Howard and I had seen each other was in Orlando. I was down there for some music conference called Momentum. The guys from Seventh Time Down brought me Starbucks, which was amazing, and I so appreciate that, Austin. Thank you. And and at that time, even that was September, and not much of the album had been finished at that point, but you guys were still wrestling through some of the stuff. And the important thing was that you guys had resolve that you were going to trust before you stepped out. Not we're going to step out and we're going to trust along the way, but no, we're going to stand here and trust now and go where that trust leads us. That sounds tough.
You know, you know, I think the one thing, no matter what, like, you know, if I step back and look at our like discography, I guess over the years, you know, stylistically, it seems like things always change, which to me is great. Like, I think it's awesome that everything's kind of always new and different. But I think the big thing is we always have a common thread of a message that we want people to hear, you know, a hope that we want them to find in Jesus, like, no matter what. Like, I think it's pretty easy to see, like, we're a pretty overtly Christian band that's not ashamed of the gospel or ashamed of Jesus. And, you know, it's like I was saying earlier, we never will be. And I think if it gets to a point where this weren't a ministry, then we wouldn't be doing it any longer. So, you know, we just always want to make sure that we proclaim all those things, in the songs and our albums. Just thankful to have another album to be able to do that.
I love that. Austin Miller, drummer from Seventh Time Down. And again, so many songs have connected from the stuff that you guys have done in your discography. Alive in You, Promises, God is on the Move, Lean On, Only King Forever, Just Say Jesus. And I Have Decided is coming up next here on the playlist. I do want to say thank you so much, Austin, for giving us time. And I bless you as you your record releases tomorrow. Hashtag brand new day. You can follow Seventh Time Down on their social platforms at seventhtimedown.com. Find out more about Brand New Day. I want to read a couple lyrics here from the song we're going to play next. It says, with my hands and my feet, with my heart and my voice, I will follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I think you just summed that up very well, Austin, in what you just said. And we just hope to continue to have a long relationship with you and Seventh Time Down here at WJTL.
And we appreciate you guys and all the people there in Pennsylvania for your support. And we love you guys and hope you're staying warm there right now. I hope, is it warm there or not?
You know, we're on a weather roller coaster. So, you know, we've stopped talking about it, and now we're hunting groundhogs.
Yeah, right. I feel like that's the way it is everywhere. It's like, it's 80 one day, and the next day you're like, I hear snow's rolling in.
Exactly. That, you know it. That's exactly what our weather has been. But we've heard that spring is coming, and hey, you guys continue to be careful out on your acoustic tour. And I think that's a fantastic way to introduce a Brand New Day. And we're looking forward to playing more of it here on WJTL. Now, the brand new song from Seventh Time Down, it's called I Have Decided. Not the brand new song, but the first song that was released from this album, Brand New Day, takes us back to the music and back to the request show on FM 90.3 WJTL.
That stands divided. I have decided.